And that's, as we have heard, the same. He's very connected with Philip. They were very close friends. And as we have said, how important it is, who are your friends? Because they influence you. They do. They influence you. Believe it or not, they influence you. Choose wisely who are you hanging around with. Listen to me. The next time I'm going to call your name. Choose your friends. Choose your friends. So, the Greek, they came and they told Philip, sir, we see Jesus. A home missionary brought his brother to the Lord. A Sunday school teacher brought a little lad to the Lord. A foreign missionary. He got the Greek to the Lord. That's Andrew. The number two, not the very famous, Simon Peter's brother. Look at the great accomplishment for a man who spent the time in the presence of the Lord and learn about the greatness of Christ. It impacted him, enabled him to reach out to Christ, to others to Christ. Sir, we would see Jesus. Philip said, okay, how am I going to do that now? And I like Philip too. You know, he didn't say like, you know, these people are not fighting for credit. I just appreciate that. Everybody knows what he's good at and just being good at it. He doesn't fight with the other ones. Well, I will. They were doing that before. They want, right, that's John and James. They wanted the, you know, the best places, you know. They weren't perfect either. But after that, the Lord worked with them. He said, so now Andrew doesn't say, okay, Philip, you just leave that alone. I'll handle that. That's my thing. That's my thing. I know how to bring people to the Lord Jesus. You get out. Takes Philip with him. He takes the Greek with him. He brings them to Jesus. And here is a great revelation. Every time Andrew brings somebody to the Lord Jesus, there's something great happened. Peter changed, got his name changed. The little lad, 5,000 were filled and fed. And here, the grain of wheat to fall into the ground. Now here is the Gentiles. The nations are coming to the greatness and the glory of Christianity. And as I said, he is the patron saint of Scotland and of Russia. A man have international influence. That's Andrew. Fisherman from Bethsaida. Nothing big about him. Simon Peter's brother. In a very quiet way. In a very unique way. He loved the Lord. He spent time in the presence of the Lord. He learned the value of a prayer meeting. He knows the value of winning souls for Christ. He was very skillful in his quiet way. When the challenges came, he knew how to handle it. He realized that the value of his life not to be the greatest fisherman in that village. He realized that his greatest value is to be for Christ. To be like Christ. And that's the verse I want to end up with. If you turn to the Gospel of Matthew chapter 10. Because what is the end in view? For the movers and the shakers. For the people that are going to turn the world upside down. For the ordinary people like you and I. Who have no strength or power or inherited anything. What is the goal? To be with Christ. To win souls for Christ. But you know what? There is even greater thing than that. And that's in Matthew chapter 10. And that great verse that the Lord Jesus said of the relationship between the master or the teacher and the disciple. Look at verse Matthew chapter 10 and verse 25. It is enough. That's what the Lord said. The Lord said, it is enough. You don't need more than that. For the disciple, that he should be as his master. It is enough for the disciple to be like his master. If I ask the question, who wanted to be like the Lord Jesus? I'm not going to ask you if you wanted to be like the Lord Jesus or not, because you have no option. Don't drag your feet and don't let the Lord drag you. Let me say it one more time. Don't drag your feet and don't let the Lord drag you, because he'll bring you.
you're going to be wasted a lot of time. Andrew's a young man, and so is Philip. But you know what? They have an encounter with the Lord. Did you? They spent time in the presence of the Lord. Did you? And they dedicated their life to serve the Lord because their goal was this. I wanted to be like Jesus. It's not a Sunday school song. It ought to be the desire of your heart and mind to live for Him and to serve Him. Christianity is real and it's very practical. Christianity is not theoretical. Christianity is a lifestyle. And we have examples of men and women who have lived for Christ. My time is up. I think this is the first time ever I finish on time.